From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The FBI has executed a number of search warrants at locations in the Boston area, New York, and New Jersey in connection with the failed car bombing attempt in New York City's Times Square. And as NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, two people are now in custody.
FBI agents fanned out over three states this morning to search homes of people they believe are connected to the Times Square bombing attempt. At least two people have been arrested on alleged immigration violations, but it's unclear what their role is in the case. Officials would not say whether the searches were a result of information gleaned after more than a week of interviews with the main suspect in the case or a result of other avenues related to the investigation. The additional searches do not come as a complete surprise. Agents have been saying for some time that the investigation was continuing, and in particular, they were looking for suspects who might have helped finance the plot. The main suspect in the case, Pakistani-American Faisal Shahzad, has yet to appear in court to face charges because he's been cooperating with authorities. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai is signaling he understands the sacrifice U.S. troops are making to help stabilize his country. This morning, a visit to Arlington National Cemetery with Defense Secretary Robert Gates as Karzai nears the end of his four-day Washington visit. This afternoon, Karzai engages in a moderated conversation with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and the two are widely expected to talk about the ups and downs of a sometimes difficult relationship. That event is open to the media. The Dutch government confirms the identity of the only survivor of yesterday's plane crash in Libya. Terry Schultz reports on efforts to take care of this 9-year-old boy and to find out what happened on the Afrika Airways flight.
The young boy found alive after the crash is said to be doing reasonably well after multiple surgeries on his legs, which were badly broken. He was thrown from the aircraft when it disintegrated upon landing. Dutch Foreign Ministry spokesman Francesco Massini says the boy has been able to communicate.
An employee of the Dutch embassy in Tripoli talked to the boy, and the boy said, "My name is Ruben. I'm 9 years old and I'm from Tilburg."
Massini says an aunt and uncle of the boy arrived in Tripoli this morning on a government flight and went immediately to the hospital. Also on board that flight, consular officials to work on formally identifying the 70 Dutch victims and a forensic team to help investigate the cause of the accident that killed 103 people. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Michigan Democratic Congressman Bart Stupak says he wants to know why the Federal Minerals Management Service gave drilling permits to BP and other companies for the Gulf of Mexico. BP is struggling to cap a massive leak in its underwater well. Stupak says he doesn't think the company has much of a plan, and he also suggests the Minerals Management Service did not properly monitor BP's Gulf operation. Stocks are up slightly. This is NPR News. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is demanding that Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper put climate change at the top of next month's agenda for the upcoming G20 summit. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, Harper has quickly brushed the demand aside, along with targets set under the Kyoto International Climate Change Protocol.
When Ban Ki-moon came to Ottawa, he told about 500 diplomats, civic leaders, and academics that Canada has a responsibility in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. He then told the Prime Minister he wanted climate change front and center when Toronto hosts the G20 next month, and he urged the Harper government to live up to the greenhouse gas reduction targets that Canada negotiated under the Kyoto Protocol. But Harper rejected Kyoto when his Conservatives came to power 4 years ago and indicated he has no intention of shifting the G20's focus to the environment from the global economic recovery. An advisory panel has also suggested that Ottawa play down climate change at the G20, saying it's too ambitious a topic to tackle now. A spokesman for Harper said climate change will be discussed, but not as a priority. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
A new Hawaii law lets the state government ignore repeated requests for President Obama's birth certificate. Hawaii's Republican governor has signed the bill into law. So-called birthers who claim the president wasn't born in the U.S. have been making repeated requests. No such evidence that the president was born anywhere but Hawaii has ever been produced. And Hawaii's state health director says she has seen vital records proving the president was born in the U.S. The Labor Department says first-time unemployment benefits claims are down for a fourth straight week. The department says employers are hiring again, though not at high enough a rate to reduce the unemployment rate. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.